This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, an hour spent with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen to review the charts from Talkers Magazine. It happens to be this week is the week of September 6th through the 10th, the day before, or the weekend of, if you will, the 20th anniversary of what happened September 11th, 2001. And that has made it into the countdown, as you would expect. A lot of people talking about that. But other things, as the week ended, the Biden administration mandated a man, you talk about sticking your foot in it. It really has created a hubbub of conversation, which Michael will cover thoroughly, I'm sure, as we go through the list of the stories and the people that are, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. These are the things that are most on people's minds who are engaging, either listening to or in some way commenting on social media or on-air calls, that sort of thing. So, Michael, you want to bring us through the stories that you've researched and the people, please?
Certainly will. It has been a hell of a week.
A hell of a week.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Among crazy hell of a weeks, we have a big one here. At number 10, the NFL season kicked off on Thursday night, and that lets us know if a shortfall is here. And a lot of
Tom Brady won, didn't he?
Yeah, he did win. He won in Tom Brady fashion as well. He won in the last 2 minutes of the game, and he brought them within field goal range, and they won by something like
that. So before we go on, you as a big Patriots fan, what do you think a year after of the move to get rid of? There are conflicting stories here. I hear that Belichick was told by Kraft they don't want to pay him any more than $30 million or whatever it is, even though Kraft said that he was like a son to him. So much for that. And then there were those who said Brady wanted to leave. He'd tired of being in New England and he wanted to go play somewhere else. So which do you think it is?
He didn't tire being in New England. He tired of not having his opinions taken seriously. And a number of other things where people can get on each other's nerves. When you think about Belichick, Brady and Kraft, what a trio, what a success story. But they got on each other's nerves. Uh-huh. And also, he's 44 years old, and the Patriots have a system by which they get rid of you before your talent dies. In other words, they get rid of players when the players still seem viable. This has been going on forever. And that's what happened with Brady. Brady still has a lot of rubber on his tires, and He's still going strong, and you gotta hand it to him. For New England fans, it's kind of sad, but
Brady smart enough, Michael, to quit while he's ahead? Remember Johnny Carson said when he decided to get out of the Tonight Show, "I'm going out while I'm on top." So is Brady smart? I said no.
I don't think so. That's my own opinion. I mean, I can't get into his head. He's a pretty smart fellow, and he runs his career really brilliantly. Mm-hmm. And he knows what to say and what not to say. He's a little bit looser now that he's not under Belichick's watchful eye. But, I think Brady will fall victim to playing one bridge too far, one season too many, and that'll be it. But in the meantime, you know, on the other hand, you know, you can't blame him. The only thing about guys in football or boxers going further than their years would indicate is safe or substantial is that football is dangerous. Every time a football player goes out on the field, they're risking their life, literally. And I don't know why, you know, Brady at this point wants to subject himself to that type of risk.
There are probably 30 million annual reasons for that. I'll take that.
Doesn't he have enough? You know,
30 million. Yeah, what's enough? That's a good question. That's a great talk radio question. When do you have enough? What's enough? What is it?
What I understand, Doug, is that among the very, very, very wealthy, it becomes an addiction. That the accumulation of money becomes a psychological addiction. And that's what drives a lot of these people to work as hard as they do and to be as aggressive as they are, when in fact to you know, the average middle-class person who makes a living, you know, hey, I'll go on vacation. I'll write that novel. I'll tend to my garden. There's, you know, they are addicted to making money, and it's never enough. Yeah. And it comes from, I guess, a deep-seated fear of losing the money. So it's a whole psychological thing. It is fascinating.
Fear-based
Should I
thinking.
Go forward?
Please.
Okay, yes. Number nine, we have U.S.-China relations and the removal of Trump appointees, which is a little brouhaha that really doesn't amount to much. Number eight, we have voter registration, race relations, immigration reform, and the California recall, all lumped in at number eight.
Can I stop you a second? Just what you said was very pithy about the removal of the Trump appointees. The Trumpsters did the same. These political hacks do the same. Why it causes any concern? Only because the right-wing guys on the radio are trying to make a point, and they're using this as fodder. Where there is so much more that they can use as points, it's kind of a wasted motion. That's my observation.
Well, it comes from the desperation to always have red meat to feed to your base. Yeah, look at what they did. They fired Kellyanne Conway. Like she has any value whatsoever.
Yeah, right, exactly.
To the Biden administration.
None.
Like
zero.
You know, all the way back to Andrew Jackson, it has been common practice to enjoy the spoils of victory. When you win, you get to appoint people.
Yeah, exactly. All right, excuse me. Go ahead. Back to
number
list.
Eight. We have voter registration, race relations, and immigration reform, as I said, tied with the recall. At number seven, we have January 6th investigation tied with Trump's election fraud claims. He keeps just, you know, putting fuel to the fire. At number six, climate change tied with wildfires and hurricanes. The Texas abortion laws at number five, and that's going to bring, you know, Roe v. Wade back into the conversation for months or years to come. At number four, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and even though it happened outside the week of this particular survey, this is, you know, up until the 10th, it was the fourth most talked about topic. And as we head into this weekend,
appropriately
of course,
so.
It's very big. Yeah. Afghanistan at number three and all that entails. Number two, Biden's approval ratings or lack of approval ratings and the economy are at number two. Number one, COVID-19 roaring back into the top spot. Vaccines, masks, schools, mandates. The president's speech this past Thursday night added fuel to that fire conversation. Tell me when you want to do the people.
How you doing now?
Okay, here we go. Kellyanne Conway and Sean Spicer at number 10. Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder at 9. Kamala Harris at number 8. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. Sounds like a movie theater.
Yes.
Playing on screen number 3 at Kristen Sinema. At number 7, that wasn't funny. At number 5, at number 6, Janet Yellen. Donald Trump is at 5. Greg Abbott at number 4. Ron DeSantis at 3. Fauci's at 2. And Biden's at 1. And there you go, a snapshot of a crazy week.
So when we get back, I want to talk about some of the talk radio realities when it comes to the mask, the mandate. This is early on, and this is going to be next week, the mandate that came out during the Thursday night, I don't know if you call it a press conference or just address to the nation.
It was an address to the nation.
It's so frustrating because you want to see everybody do well. It's in the best interest of the country if the leaders do well. And both Trump and Biden, don't seem to be able to get away from themselves.
Do they have no advisors?
I mean, Trump didn't listen to anybody, and it's kind of feeling like Biden isn't listening to anybody either. Or if he is, if people are telling him to do this kind of stupid stuff, they deserve to lose when it comes to the next election because the public is not going for this one bit. All right, we'll pause and continue on. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with what I would consider to be a bit of advice, a word of advice for those of you who are on the weight worry bandwagon and you're trying to figure out what do you do. There are all kinds of programs that you can get on. You can go to exercise. All that stuff is good, and it will probably get you some results. But will the results last? That's the question. The answer is, 9 times out of 10, they don't. So how do you ensure that you keep the weight off that you worked hard to lose? And my suggestion to you, my strong suggestion to you, is that you use Calitrin, a natural weight loss formula that doesn't have anything that's abnormal or noxious in it. It's all natural. That's Calitrin works because It defines in your body what your body needs to stay in shape. That's basically what it is. All natural aloe vera and the various other proteins and minerals, if you will, that are in there. The formula goes back 24 years. And it has served millions of people. So why not you? I guess that's the question. Look online at toploss.com for the daily deals. The program you're listening to brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight and to keep it off. Simple, non-toxic way, keep off the weight. Just check out toploss.com. Check out when you are checking out. Use the DJV code for the BOGO deals. Buy one, get one free and free shipping. That's toploss.com. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. It's amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Radio Ranch, the charts for the week of September 6th to the 10th, the focus of our discussion with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week, he and his staff are surveying the stations and the hosts around the country, come up with this list of the top 10. And so we move back into that focus. I had said something that wasn't, I don't remember, sometimes I don't remember whether I say things on the air or off the air when you're having conversation. You know, it just is. It's oftentimes just a continuation of the conversation. Michael and I are friends. We've been talking weekly, if not more regularly, for decades. And so it just becomes, okay, we just keep talking. And so
well,
I don't want
the conversation was off the air.
It was off the air. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the one thing that I think is a very interesting ancillary effect of what's going on with number one, that is the COVID reality and what's the public thinking and doing. For this summer, travel was great. People wanted to go places. They rented RVs. They bought new cars, if they could find them. They got on airplanes and they flew here, there, and everywhere. And so now the airlines are saying that their businesses have taken a hit from the surge of COVID-19. Both American and Delta, actually United and Southwest said the same thing. JetBlue, filing their quarterly report, say that the variant has hurt their businesses. So the good news for travelers is that the prices of tickets will go down between now and the end of the year. And then, you know, it'll go back up. It fluctuates according to whatever's, you know, whatever in the popular mode. The problem is cost of fuel is going up as the cost of lots of other things are going up. So where's the happy medium here? Holiday travel probably will hold, I'm guessing, from Thanksgiving to Christmas. But between now and then, it's probably going to be kind of soft. It's just one more impact of this COVID thing. But, Michael, what I would this is yet to be determined probably. What is going to be the outcome of these mandates that we have mentioned a couple of times taking place with the president's address on Thursday night? It just is, it's so confusing, irritating at best. I happen to think we ought to get vaccines. I think people ought to be vaccinated, but I sure as heck don't think that this was the way to go about it. He looked foolish. What do you think?
I don't know how it's going to play out. It's too politicized to me. This could be a big nothing issue. It could be the way we handled polio. It could be the way we handled turning lights out.
Well, we didn't mandate that everybody have polio shots. People just educated themselves and got it.
Yeah, but there was no major politically inspired move toward people not getting it. It wasn't questioned.
Okay, that's a good observation. Yeah,
you know what I mean. It was public safety. It was we had confidence in the basic thrust of these movements. And now any little variation, deviation, problem, glitch is blown up in the media that caters to political interests as, see, it's dangerous, it's a conspiracy. And that's taken such root, amplified by social media, that we're in a point where we can't get our act together in terms of coming together for something that is ultimately for the public safety. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's just tragic.
Used to be referred to as the public good and necessity. So yeah. What do you make? Howard Stern made a lot of noise this week. Last spring, he made a lot of noise when he said, I'm not working for the summer. So those of you who have spent $19 a month to listen to me, too bad, it's going to be repeats. Okay, so that was this summer. Now he comes back on the air. He attacks the three guys that died, Farrell and
Bernier and
Valentine and Bernier, and then basically says to the listeners, if you don't get shots, F you. So here we are. He can do that because he's on Sirius. He's not on terrestrial radio.
Yeah, it's what he does, too.
It's the message.
Stern is being Stern.
That's pretty much all it is then, right?
Yeah, he says things other people think but don't say.
Right.
And every once in a while he connects with one in terms of getting PR.
Yeah, right. So anyway, but he did. It was an interesting overview, if you will, on the anti-vaxxers. Just one of many conversations which we're talking about here on the Countdown to 28 After the Hour.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contract every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. Our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Nicholas strengthened as it neared the Gulf Coast Monday, threatening to bring up to 10 inches of rain to Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana. Keep in mind the storm could intensify into a hurricane before landfall if it spends more time over water, and it is a slow mover. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, the Democrat, tweeted late Sunday that he had declared a state of emergency in response to forecasts. The storm is currently centered in the western Gulf of Mexico. North Korea carried out successful tests of a long-range cruise missile over the weekend, their state media said on Monday. The missiles flew about 1,500 clicks, that's about 930 miles, before hitting their targets and falling into their waters during the tests on Saturday and Sunday. North Korea's cruise missiles usually generate less interest than ballistic missiles because they're not explicitly banned under UN security sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nebraska Governor Republican Pete Ricketts on Fox News responds to President Biden's vaccine mandate.
Well, first of all, we have been encouraging people to get vaccinated. We've been providing information and encouraging people to reach out to their neighbors because vaccines work and they will help people. But it should be a personal health care choice. This is not something that the government should mandate, and somebody shouldn't have to make the choice between keeping their job and getting a jab in the arm. I mean, it's just wrong. I've talked to people, a number of people, who have told me if they made me take the vaccine, I'm just going to be fired. I'm not going to do it.
We have other vaccines that are mandatory. Why not this one? He was asked.
So there's a long history that parents have had the opportunity to see how those things have been implemented. And there's still a lot of people out there who don't know what to trust. And in fact, this is really an outcome of what the CDC has done, because they flip-flopped on so many issues, whether it's masks or whether you have to mask after you've been vaccinated and so forth. There's just a lot of people out there who don't know who to trust right now. And so by having the government force it on, you're not building the trust. Where we have the trust with those other vaccines, this is a process that's going to take time to bring people along, and that's why it should be a personal choice and not something mandated by the government.
Despite mainstream media claims that we can't turn the corner on COVID, data shows the numbers of COVID-19 cases, new hospitalizations, and deaths nationwide peaked and is starting to decline, which began in the beginning of September. Those new findings are from the CDC. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now 34 after the hour as we end the first full week of September. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. So September 11th, you note that as the number four story this week. The trauma, the accomplishments, the things that we've done in the name of our country. I think there's nothing more sobering. And I don't like to see it, but every year on September 11th, you know, they dust off all the video of the planes crashing into the buildings. I remember being on the air and watching the United flight fly into the side of the building. Live. And then, you know, you think about what has happened in our country, the immediate aftermath of this, and then, you know, the years of guessing and second guessing and whether Dick Cheney put dynamite at the bottom of the buildings. All right, the stuff.
He was there the night before.
Yeah. Sticking the dynamite. That kind of stuff. But the way we reacted to it was so positive and so strong, and yet we lost it, Michael. How did we lose it? Why do we not have that same unity, that spirit that we had after the tragedy? Why didn't that stick?
Mismanagement and politics for the sake of power, as opposed to, you know, some type of enlightened politics. That's the problem. It really is a shame that we left Afghanistan under the conditions that we did.
Yep.
A week before the 20th anniversary of 9/11, you got to remember that 9/11 was what triggered the Afghanistan war.
Yep.
And we went there to root out and get even with and get revenge and justice upon those that attacked us.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the whole brouhaha and murkiness of why did we go into Iraq? What was that about?
Yep.
It was almost as if George W. Bush took advantage of the opportunity. Let's go for Iraq, too.
Yeah.
But Afghanistan was a whole different kettle of fish. And, you know, a case could be made that we were successful there, that we cut the number of deaths, we reduced our troops, we kept Afghanistan stable, we rooted out the hotbed of terrorism. What the heck did we leave so quickly? We could have stuck around a little while longer. And it shows you, you know, everybody's looking at it as we lost the war. Well, it's a self-imposed loss. We actually... obviously, we're keeping the Taliban at bay, as evidenced by look at how they took over instantly and the government fell when we left.
Bingo.
We must have been doing something right.
Hard to know what's right and what's wrong with the lack of facts and the conjecture that comes from all of this stuff. We're feeding, it's like we're eating our young, in a manner of speaking. And I guess I was, in my imagination, I was wondering if talk radio had been around, let's say, at the end of the Civil War, what would the conversation have been like? Think
Similar.
About how. Yeah.
It was the same issues.
What came out of the Civil War into the, you know, really you can argue that with the end of the Civil War, all of that energy sowed the seeds of the Industrial Revolution that started within 10, 12 years of the end of the war.
Not to mention the abolition of slavery, come on.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal.
And then you think about, maybe you go back to what it would have been like. I mean, we didn't really have talk radio until the 60s. So after World War II, it was. I think talk radio came into its own with Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement, in my estimation. I think that was the electricity, if you will, that coagulated people and that conversation began, although... you know, we'll talk a little bit about this interview that you did with me this week on the Michael Harrison interview, and we talk about the old days of talk radio when the host used to actually put a phone up to their ear and they would tell the audience what the person on the phone was saying, because the technology didn't exist to have the voice on the end.
Mm-hmm. And then they had that 7-second delay, and somebody invented it by having two tape recorders.
Right.
Two rooms apart. It was long tape loop. The playback, you know, goes on the air 7 seconds, 10 seconds after, because, you know, in those days, oh, heaven forbid somebody says a dirty word on the air or something.
Yeah. Did you? Now, I always say that when I slip every once in a while, I say to whoever's in the studio, did you get that? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Especially on a syndicated show when there's, you know, a whole bunch of stations out there also that should be keeping a watchful ear.
Let's go back to what you said about George Bush and going into Iraq. Interesting that his approval rating was like negative numbers before September.
He went up to about 85% approval. He was riding very high for a few days.
Right, a few days. And then after...
I mean that figuratively. I don't remember how long either. But it wasn't a long period.
No. And then going after Saddam Hussein in Iraq didn't do him any... People right away...
They lied to us. That was a lie. That's
complete lie.
Some people say it was a you know, breakdown in intelligence. Give me a break.
Nah, baloney. No, it wasn't.
Colin Powell, one of the most beloved generals, one of the most beloved and trusted figures, stood in front of the world at the UN and tried to prove a case that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, when in fact everybody in the know knew that Saddam Hussein was huffing and puffing to keep Iran at bay, to keep the terrorists at bay. He was our ally. When he went into Kuwait, he thought the U.S. would look the other way, but George H.W. Bush said, no, don't do that. New world order. And he went after Saddam Hussein. That didn't work out very well for everybody. And then George W. Bush had an axe to grind with Saddam because of the fact that they threatened his father. It was personal. The fact of the matter is that the whole thing was a bunch of BS.
Yeah. So let's, from the talk radio perspective, whether we do this or we don't do this, on the air as much as we might. There is a looking in the mirror, a reflective part of this medium that I think is worth spending some time on, because we're so critical of ourselves, whether it's newspapers, online, social media, magazines, television shows, radio shows. We rip ourselves apart. Now, I'm looking at some titles for books after September 11th, and it was all about how America failed. America didn't fail. Well, I suppose, depending on how you measure it, yeah, there were plenty of failings, but you know, it wasn't a complete failure. And then I think to myself, why do we revel in the fact that we, or why do people want to underscore what our failures are rather than our successes?
So that they could get power over the party in power that failed. What you said earlier is true. Yeah. There are huge forces in this country that root for us to fail so that they could take power and fail.
And if we don't, well, this has been said since I was a kid, so maybe it's not true. What's the old, was it Marx who said, you'll destroy yourself from within? I'm paraphrasing something along that line, but yeah, we won't need the Chinese or the Russians to destroy us. We'll destroy ourselves. It's like eating our young. Is that true? Have other great societies done the same thing?
Every society has failed. Every empire has failed eventually.
So we're on the radar.
Not counting the ones that are out there right now. The Soviet Union failed.
Yep.
The Roman Empire failed. The Chinese empires.
Yeah.
Many. Look, China goes back thousands of years. The current government is 71 years old. Mm. The current United States government is 256 or something.
Yes.
200 and some odd years old. We're the oldest government going right now in the world. Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
So it is. I'm wondering whether this focus, there are two things, you know, the mandate with regard to the shots and what that's doing to us, and also the revival of our thoughts on September 11th is bound to, because that's, I know, our nature, to bring about more Muslim-American discord. Is that a good way of putting it? It's a good word? Discord?
If people want to see discord between Muslims and
I think
other,
some do.
Branches of American population.
Yeah, it's America for
Americans.
Right,
Islam,
but who are the Americans?
In the United States, what can I say? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you don't have to say anything because we're going to pause. It's 43 after the hour. Nothing better than going to bed in the comfy feeling of great sheets. And that's what you get with My Pillow. Get out of the shower, you wrap yourself in their towels, dry yourself off, jump into the bed. You got their pillows, you got the mattress, you got the mattress topper. You have all kinds of ways from their proprietary technology to have a great night's rest. 60-day money-back guarantee on everything in the product catalog. Everything. You can go through and see the sheets and the blankets and the nighttime attire. You can get that. The slippers, kind of cool. I'm wearing them right now, as a matter of fact. So check everything out. And when you're checking out after you bought things, you'll be happy to know that there's a 30 to 65% discount attached to using the code DJV. So when you buy your towels, you buy your sheets, you buy whatever it is that you think is going to be important and meet your needs, use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there. Just enter the promo code DJV and enjoy the value, enjoy the guarantee. And remember, everything that they make is washable and dryable. That's it. Pretty amazing concept. My Pillow, the towel set, and all the other things. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Dad, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Dad, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All right, so we have time to talk about this fabulous interview you did this week on the Michael Harrison interview, which we always talk about here on the Countdown Show. So who's your guest?
My guest is a Renaissance man from Framingham, Massachusetts, named Doug Steffen. And we talk about the state of the family farm. We talk about China-U.S. relations and the economy. We talk about the history of talk radio. And a tremendous number of issues that you are hitting them out of the park. MHinterview.com. Check it out, folks.
Yeah. It has a nice ring to it, if I do say so myself. I enjoyed listening to it only because I learned some things that I didn't know myself about myself. Now that works. All right, Michael Harrison, check out MHinterview.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We have our own website, TalkRadioCountdownShow.com. You can hear the whole program every weekend all across the country and in podcast form as well. 10 before the hour.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, now 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Chuck Curry to preview the movies coming out this weekend. I have a preview to share with you on The Card Counter, which is a movie, well, I guess it depends on your, my take on it wasn't good. So I'll run it by Up the Flagpole with Chucker and see what the arbiter will be you, and we see at the end of the weekend what the total is at the box office for that and other movies, which we'll talk about in just a moment. I kind of recognize this myself, even though I'm not a fan of the franchise. I think people most everywhere hear that theme, and they understand it's from the movie Halloween. And I was in the movies last night, Chucker, and once again I saw the trailer. I've seen it about 4 or 5 times wrapped around, you know, movies that I've gone to see. I usually like to watch the trailers, but the trailers for movies coming out for Halloween are so awful, so horrible, so distracting and distressing, just... the cretinous. Oh, my God, how can people sit?
Other than that, you have anything positive to say? No, I'm just kidding. But here's the thing. This took me by surprise. Universal Halloween Kills was delayed last October. Like, the first Halloween in this new trilogy made a lot of money. Jamie Lee Curtis came back to the franchise. So among the fan base, this movie is highly anticipated, if you like this sort of thing. It comes out October 15th. But now Universal has announced that this movie will open in theaters on October 15th, but also they will stream it on their Peacock network, which they're trying to make into the next big thing. I don't know what it'll cost to stream it. It'll cost an additional fee. But I got to tell you, that is somewhat of a surprise that Universal has now gone the route of Disney and Warner Brothers to go the day-to-day.
They don't seem to be learning their lesson. The public is now telling you they want to go back to the movies. So why are these guys flying in the face of that? Look at the results of last weekend, the box office. You were even surprised that
the
numbers were
as high. Here's the deal. Listen, we've talked about this for the last year. Universal Pictures is an old studio. they've done business with theaters for over 100 years, and they have all used this horrible scenario of the pandemic and post-pandemic to just take chances on their business model and turn a complete blind eye on the multiplexes and theater owners. And it really is a pretty sad situation of just caring about one side of the fence when they're really equal partners for the last 100 years and going down the road, because they need movie theaters to really have a strong, sustainable business model for $200 million movies. It's just not going to work day to day. It's not the model that they really want, but they're doing it because they're trying to grab every last dollar during this period. It's perplexing and sad.
Very perplexing. I'll tell you the time. There's a movie out this week that you're going to talk about this weekend called The Card Counter with Oscar Isaac. A good actor, very solid actor, probably most recognizable from the Star Wars movies. He plays a very strange, warped character in a movie that is so distracting and distressing. There were two movies in this. One good movie that you could do about a card counter, and then some other guy who's deranged. And why are they trying to tell that story together? It was so confusing, so awful, that I got up and left. So
really? You know, it's interesting because I believe it was directed and written by a guy named Paul Schrader, who wrote Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver. This guy goes back a long time. He also directed and wrote a movie.
Scorsese's a producer. A producer of this.
Yeah. Now, Paul Schrader also did a movie in the 70s with George C. Scott called Hardcore. And they don't make movies like that that play in theaters anymore. But he hasn't, he's been around, this guy, Paul Schrader, for a very long time.
We'll see how it shakes out. All right, Chucker, thank you. Have a good weekend. 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.